And now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Truda.
We are going to be under an excessive heat warning for the next few days. The Salvation Army and KCPNL are teaming up to provide free electric fans to Kansas City residents suffering from the excessive heat. That giveaway is this morning from 8 to 11 at 18th and Paseo. They have 600 fans to give away with a limit of one per household. They say if you can't get a fan today, contact the Salvation Army because they are collecting them throughout the summer. Salvation Army will also offer cooling centers at all Kansas City area locations today and tomorrow from 10 to 4. Amazon wants to know if you have as little as $10,000 and want to start a small business delivering Amazon Prime packages. The online retailer announced the new program at a press event yesterday and said you can apply for their Delivery Service Partners program starting today. Amazon says its new business owners will be able to make as much as $300,000 a year.
Wait, so what do you need to have?
And here's the problem is you got to have $10,000 as startup. How do we get $10,000 to start up? Together, all of us that work here pool, we ain't coming up with $10,000.
Lemonade stand.
I was going to ask you for a buck.
Joe Jackson, the father of pop stars Michael and Janet Jackson, is dead. He was recently hospitalized for cancer. Jackson was the manager of the Jackson 5, starring Michael and his brothers Jackie, Tito, Jermaine, Randy, and Marlon. He was 89. And beer is being rationed in the United Kingdom. A major UK wholesaler says it's limiting bars and stores to 10 cases of beer a day per brand. The reason for the beer rationing? A shortage of the CO2 that makes beer fizzy. The carbon dioxide that gives beer its bubbles is a byproduct of ammonia made for fertilizer, and several major ammonia companies in Europe are being closed for maintenance.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Well, good morning. It's Beyonce, Single Ladies on the show. And why none of my little changes here took in the songs we're going to play today for the Throwback Throwdown, this is very odd, but I was going to play for you the songs that you could pick today from, for example, Jen's.
Oh, yeah. All right. Take it easy,
she
baby.
Goes with the early 4th of July theme, my friends.
She was an American girl.
I can do something, America.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it. That's good. You could go with Shaylee's, which goes to the party side. Rob Bass, It Takes Two.
This is our basketball warm-up song.
It's a good one. You could vote for Joey's song today. Now, this is novel. It's going to be 102 degrees today. And I literally thought about we may actually play some Christmas tunes today to cool you down. And Joey texted me yesterday and said, can I go with the Christmas song?
It's going to be, what, 150 in the shade today?
Yes. Yeah.
We are less than 6 months away from Christmas.
That's genius.
Yeah, I love it. So you could vote for Mariah Carey, Joey's pick, or mine, which pays homage to Escape and the tickets that we're giving away all this week. Little Just Kick It from Escape.
I was at my kids are at a cheer camp this week, and I'm out there last night. I had no less than four moms say, what are the chances you could get me some Escape tickets? I'm like, well, I mean, I've got some.
What are the chances you can listen between 6 and 9?
Yeah, we haven't given away the meet and greet yet. Still, nobody's found your escape. So we'll give another clue this morning at 7:45. Try to win those floor seats and meet and greet.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
It's my stadium, home of the Robbie.
The Robbie is a big rugby tournament in Canada. So Birchmont Stadium is where they play. It's the home of the Robbie. That's why they say that. All right, 6:23.
That was a lot of education, Brian Drew.
Oh, you're welcome. Yeah.
Thank you.
Just a big Bare Naked Ladies fan, so I just knew that. All right, it's the show for Thursday morning. People might want to wonder, like, what does that lyric mean?
I've never paid attention to Bare Naked Ladies lyrics that closely. To be honest with you, I would have never soaked in.
What did they say, Birchmont Stadium, home of the Robbie? That's what it is.
It's time for Jen's Impossible Question. We give you your choice of prizes this morning. If you want a four-pack of tickets to head to Worlds of Fun for barbecue and brew, that's coming up July 3rd and 4th. Not only that, but you get a voucher for a platter. They're going to have a ton of food out there. So four Worlds of Fun tickets plus that platter voucher. Or if you want to go check out The Wizard of Oz, which is coming to Providence Medical Center Amphitheater in early August, you can take those tickets. We need the correct answer to this question. This item should be cleaned at least once every 6 months. What is it? This item should be cleaned at least once every 6 months. What are we talking about? We'll take your guesses at 576-7102.
Dirty mind, dirty mind.
No.
Okay, all right. We'll get your guesses coming up here.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
No, you're not in a time warp, and Kelly Clarkson didn't, like, grow older or anything. It was my fault.
We have to have the delay for our potty mouths.
Right.
When you flip on the delay, it messes with the song a little bit for a second.
It's got to draw some time out. So unfortunately, it pitches the songs all crazy and gives us a little remix there of Kelly Clarkson's Stronger. It is Thursday morning on the show, 6:28 in KC, and time for Jen's Impossible Question.
You want tickets to Worlds of Fun? We've got a 4-pack of those. We also have tickets to see The Wizard of Oz, but we need the right answer to this. This item should be cleaned at least once every 6 months. What are we talking about?
All right, let's check it out. We'll start in Liberty, where Adam is standing by. Good morning, Adam.
Yes, is it your keyboard and mouse?
It is. Yes, computer mouse.
Oh, man, that's good.
Yeah, right off the bat.
Our IT department, they sent out the wellness tips for the month, and that's actually one of them.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, I was thinking remote control. That was the first thing I thought of, but really, you should be cleaning that way more often, I'm sure. But it is a computer mouse. You got it. We'll send you to enjoy some Worlds of Fun next week, or if you want to go check out The Wizard of Oz, we have those. We'll send you to Joey to make your pick, all right?
Very cool. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yep, thanks, Adam. Nice. The universal things that people touch around the office. Can you imagine, like, well, I mean, just like this control board right here. I mean, we'd never really clean this stuff unless...
You, Joey, Jackie, Natalie, so at least 4 people a day running through all that equipment
over
there.
Some of those weekend goobs like Caius, you know? I mean, who knows what they bring in?
Oh, what if we're only cleaning it once every 6 months? And I bet we don't even do that.
I bet we don't. Joey, you ever clean this board? I doubt it.
No, you know when we do is when you had the flu, we cleaned insane. But not since then.
My kid just had the flu last week. She had a fever of 101.
No, start wiping. Use this.
Gosh.
Do something.
My bad.
Gross.
These microphones. You think about all the spit this thing probably holds. I mean... that's a lovely thought.
What about my cell? Honestly, I don't remember ever cleaning my cell phone. Never wipe my cell phone down.
Those are supposed to be the dirtiest.
Yeah, the time. Supposed to clean that thing.
Mm-hmm. Think about that this morning, huh, people? Happy breakfast.
Enjoy.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
But do you care about the Throwback Throwdown? Would you like to vote for my song, a little escape, that we're going to feature some tickets from these guys a little bit later on in the program?
They're in Kansas City a week from today.
Oh, yeah. Day after, I was going to say New Year's, but it's 4th of July. Well, one of those holidays you blow stuff up, right?
The 5th of July.
Are people already blowing stuff up in your neighborhoods?
No, I'm in JoCo. They're not supposed to be. And I honestly...
Well, so am I, but that doesn't... When did that stop
anybody?
Yeah, but
you're much closer to Wyandotte County than I am.
Right.
I have not heard anything
I'm much
yet.
Closer to Denver than you are.
That's true. Nothing yet. No.
Let me just tell you this. The Nextdoor app, if you guys have this for your neighborhoods, it has become the like neighborhood watering hole for all of the Wilsons of the neighborhood that come out, the busybodies. Did you hear somebody's blowing up some M80s? And I have a dog that doesn't like fireworks, and I appreciate if you don't do it before the 4th of July because he just gets all crazy.
We should just read the complaints on Nextdoor.
Yes, we should.
I love Nextdoor for that reason alone. Right. And God bless the guy on mine. He was using it as a dating site the other day. I'm not kidding. There was a guy on there like, hey, anybody know where I can meet women? And then he posted like all this stuff about him, what he's into. Like, you, sir, who likes Doctor Who, are working it on the Nextdoor app. Look at you.
Oh, that is great. It's never occurred to me, but I don't need it for that. So
people are using it for everything.
Well, that's amazing. I love that. All right, so anyway, that's my choice. Here's Jen's choice this morning. Very American.
America, take it easy, baby. Put the groceries in the creepy van. Come on.
You middle size 4. You can vote for Shaley's this morning. Also a party tune. bass.
Makes me want to shoot layups. I'm telling you, this was our warm-up song all through high school basketball.
Right? You know how I know that Shaylee doesn't actually know this song? I'm going to say this while she's not here. Because she texted me last night and she goes, I would like to request Rob Bass and DJ Easy Rock's It Takes Two. I'm like,
no.
Nobody mentions Easy Rock. That guy is the most uncredited person in the history of music.
I know how she doesn't know the song because a few weeks ago we had been talking about Rob Bass possibly coming to Kansas City. And she goes, who's Rob Bass? What does he do? That's how I know
you're
someone.
Probably right.
That is clearly the best Shaylee impression ever.
Yes, but it's not like Jazzy Jeff from the Fresh Prince. Nobody mentions Easy Rock,
yeah.
Right?
This guy. Nobody, I mean, in the history of this song.
Yeah, he's happy that somebody actually said his name. Or you can vote for Joey's, which by eyeball takes the cake so far in the Facebook voting.
Throwing my own vote to Joey because this is just smart picking.
I mean, it's like 900 degrees Kelvin in the shade right now. This is just gonna cool everyone down.
It feels so gross when you walk out the door this morning. It's
right?
Just you just have to swim through it.
You pulled out the Kelvin scale.
I did.
I like that. So vote now, Twitter, text, or Facebook, and we'll tally the votes. Play the winning song before 9.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Celebrating birthdays today, Oscar and Emmy Award-winning actor, writer, and director Mel Brooks is 92.
Wow.
Actor John Cusack turns 52 today. And from American Idol, she was also on Dancing with the Stars. Country singer Kelly Pickler is 32.
Are they making another Spaceballs?
They have talked about that on and off for several years. And I've heard, yeah, we're working on a script. No, we're not. So it's gone back and forth. But I think it eventually maybe will happen. I hope so. The one reboot I would love to see.
That'd be great.
Let's have it back.
I mean, look, before honestly we lose a national treasure like Mel Brooks.
Yes.
Let's have another Spaceballs.
Let him write it. That'd be fantastic.
Yeah.
A new group of men and women are competing for the $500,000 prize on season 20 of Big Brother. The 16 players that entered the Big Brother house in last night's premiere included a college student, beach lifeguard, professional dancer, flight attendant, a life coach, and a former undercover police officer. The winners of the first competition competed in a one-on-one match where Chris Swaggy C, is this his name? You
yeah,
watched
Swaggy
this last
C,
night.
I did. Now, so they have a girl from, and we've had her in before, from Lee Summit. She is was Miss Missouri, and I think 2015, she actually came in here before. She's on the show. Her name's Bailey.
The girl that we interviewed in here for that for our Sunday show?
Yes, yes.
Oh,
this was a couple years ago.
Great.
And she did the reading programs and all that stuff
yes.
for kids. I instantly recognized her. She's on the show.
Oh, fantastic.
And she's a flight attendant, and they had all these great shots of KCI. By great, I'm like... Oh, it's Casey. Oh.
Well, I hope she does well because she was really smart and funny and beautiful. Like she had
yeah.
everything
oh, yeah,
together.
Yeah. Right. Oh, no, there's a surfer dude that's already got his eye on. Hey.
I bet. Is that the sound he made?
kind of, yeah.
So someone gets evicted tonight. Is that right? Is that how it works?
That's
Last
right.
night's the
yes.
premiere, tonight an
yep.
eviction. All right.
Yeah, it's the 2-hour or the 2-day, 4-hour premiere of
Ooh.
Big Brother. Which we love. We love Big Brother. But now we have somebody local to vote for. This
yeah.
is cool.
No, now I want to watch.
Yeah.
The next Jumanji sequel will be hitting theaters next year. Dwayne Johnson announced yesterday that a third movie is going to be released in December of 2019. The first Jumanji film came out back in 1995. Jumanji Welcome to the Jungle released last year. That brought in $1 billion with a B dollars worldwide at the box office.
A David and Lee Summit on the text line says they are making Spaceballs. It's called Trump's Space Force.
Oh,
yeah,
yes.
I don't think we ever talked about that. Space Force!
No, I just want a new Spaceballs. Let's do that instead.
No, I want to join the Space Force. What are you going to do for that? Space Force! It's going to be amazing.
Outfit involved? Some sort of costume?
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
We are going to be under an excessive heat warning for the next few days. Now, the Salvation Army and KCP&L have teamed up to provide free electric fans to Kansas City residents suffering from the excessive heat. The giveaway for those fans is this morning from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. at 18th and Paseo. They have 600 fans to give away. There is a limit of one per household. Facebook users soon will be able to keep certain topics from appearing in their timelines. The social network announced a new feature yesterday called Keyword Snooze that will remove specific words from news feeds and groups for up to 30 days. Facebook is currently testing it out with a small percentage of users. Yes, we'll make it available to everyone at a later time. The network already allows people to snooze other users, groups, or pages with another feature that rolled out in December. What words do you hit snooze on? Keyword snooze. I get rid of...
Well, what do you think is going to be the first word that somebody gets rid of in this whole...
Donald Trump.
Anything political. I don't... Republican, Democrat, Obama, Trump. I don't want to see anything political.
Kim Kardashian.
Yes.
Yes.
That's on there.
Gary Coleman.
Oh, I don't know about that. I mean, he hasn't really done anything.
Snake. Also, I don't want to see your snake videos. I don't want to see the snake. I have a ton of friends out in like the Baser or Piper area. They're constantly posting pictures of snakes they found in their backyard. No, I don't want to see those snakes.
The story yesterday of the two snakes coming down from the ceiling.
No.
How did you see that one?
No.
You know what's getting bumped up to the top of the line, though?
The little dog named Snuggles.
Yes, all the puppy videos.
All coming out.
Yes.
Those are fine.
Love those.
Royals held on to beat the Brewers 5-4 in Milwaukee. Royals are off today before opening a weekend series tomorrow night in Seattle. And a new study of over 1,000 U.S. consumers found nearly 40% of millennials admit spending money that they don't have and going into debt just to keep up with their peers. They're also afraid to admit it. When a friend suggests doing something they can't afford, 27% of millennials feel uncomfortable saying no. And out of the 39% who have gone into debt to keep up with their friends, nearly three-quarters have kept it a secret.
Just like the rest of us.
That's your 10 items or less for Thursday on the show.
By the way, also getting upvoted, videos of
Charlize Theron.
Yeah. So if I puppy videos and Charlize Theron videos, that's all right.
Instead of the keyword snooze, are there ones that we could up? Can we up the amount of puppy videos that we
like
see?
That. Yes. Right.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Well, it's Throwback Throwdown Day, that you can vote for the song you want to hear at the end of the show. I've chosen something from Xscape because they're in town a week from tonight at Sprint Center.
We are doing a virtual scavenger hunt to win tickets, good ones, floor seats to see Xscape, and go backstage and meet them. Your next clue at 7:45.
You can vote for Joey's song, which is amazing. Joey, this has made a splash.
I mean, I know there are people who are going to really love this, and I knew there are people who are going to really hate this song, but it's just to cool everyone down.
You did get a vote on Twitter just now. Going with Joey, we're officially closer to Christmas with a bunch of Christmas emojis.
We're 6 months away now?
Less than that.
A couple days ago, we were 6 months away from Christmas.
That means my tree goes up in about 4 months. That's what that means. And by tree, I mean my 14 trees.
You could vote for Jen's song, which is America, for 4th of July.
All right, take it easy, baby. Make it last all night.
Let's blow stuff up.
She was an American girl.
Silence of the Lambs, undoubtedly what you think of when you hear that song.
It's all you can see in your head.
Or you could vote for Shaylee's, which is a party tune. Rob Bass, It Takes Two.
It takes two to make a thing go right. It takes two to make it out of sight.
Vote now, Twitter, text, or Facebook. Winning song gets played before the end of the show.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
All summer long, every year since I've known Jen, I just get amazed by the numbers she keeps her thermostat on.
I think that I keep it at the recommended temperature, which is... Well, normally I push it up one. 79 is kind of the temperature I try to keep it out in the summer. I did push it down to 78 degrees yesterday. You're welcome. It's too expensive.
I tell you, when we got to 79 in the house in the spring, that's when I turned the air conditioner on.
Oh, no. You got to wait till you... like now when it's 102, now the AC comes on. I'm telling you, look at this right here. During the summer, each degree you set your thermostat above 75 degrees cuts your cooling cost by about 3%.
I hear you.
I'm saving like 10%.
Okay, so 10% on what? Like a $200 bill is $20.
Yes, for $20 I can go buy groceries.
Well, I hear that. But I'd also like to have a cool behind in my house where I'm sitting around.
I'm telling you, 78 inside your house when it's 102 out is perfectly cool.
Okay.
I can't
All
be
right,
the only
I'm
one.
I'm going to come over to your house and forget this. Let's run through some calls and texts. 816-576-7102. Come to you. Merely tell us what you've got your AC on.
And we'll throw the 12th caller text. We get some tickets. You want to go see the Wizard of Oz?
In the hot summer heat.
That's right. Well, it's an outdoor venue, but it's not till August. I'm sure it'll cool off by then.
All right, quick poll of the listeners. What is your AC on? We're going to run through that next.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
At The Show with Jen and Truda, producer Joey in the house as well. On the day that it's going to be 102 at the base temperature, feel well into the hundreds.
I'm telling you, when I walked out the door this morning, it was like, whoo, I am swimming through this. It was thick. The text line and the phone lines are all lit up. What do you keep your air conditioner set at? I'm with Jen. Mine never goes below 76. Even with animals in the house, I keep it at 80 during the day while I'm at work. Smart.
Wow.
AC is set to 69. Can't stand to be hot in the house. Set to 75 when we're not home.
Yeah, thank you.
Have my thermostat set at 75. Have to agree with Jen. I'm a Minnesota girl. Air in the house doesn't need to be so cold.
I tell everybody we keep ours. It's been at 74.
Okay.
I kicked it down to 73 last night overnight just to get it cool for today.
And you just said you woke up in the middle of the night, you were freezing.
Well, I had some sort of sickness or something.
No, that's called keeping the air freezing.
No, it's not. I had chills and I was sick. I got a blanket out of the closet. That does not mean that I was cold.
I had the flu for 6 minutes.
No, you hush your mouth because I was really, okay, let's go to the phones.
Yes.
I have no comeback for this. Last night I didn't have that problem. Let's see here. Amanda and Olathe, your work keeps it at what?
Oh, my goodness. My manager insists that she is just freezing if it's not above, or I'm sorry, if it's anywhere below 74, she just freaks out. And with me, I'm just at my desk melting. I have to have it like 70 degrees is probably the hottest.
Really? And so who wins? Does she win the argument because she's the boss?
It's a back and forth. Every time she turns around, I'm, turning up to her. That's how that goes.
Oh, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for the call.
Yep. Let's go to Casey. Liz, what do you keep yours on at work?
Okay, we're talking about the work thermostat. Okay, so I'm a dental hygienist, so they make us keep it at 74. I understand the ladies at the front get cold, but when you're in the back with scrubs, I got a mask on, I got patients breathing their hot, stinky breath up all over me, I'm dying. It is so hot, and we're running around. So it's a constant battle. I do the same thing as the previous caller where nobody's looking. I go crank it down to like 68 so I can breathe for a minute.
Oh, now I feel awful because I'm already paranoid about that when I go to the dentist. Like, oh, please, I don't want to have bad breath. I don't want them to have to deal with that. I feel so guilty. I will brush my teeth for 20 minutes before I go. And then
Don't worry. We have the mask. We can't smell it.
Okay.
I'm just hot.
All right.
What do you keep the temperature at home?
We keep it actually at about 72, but, at home I'm walking around naked. I don't have scrubs on, so
well,
it's okay.
Wait, I'm sorry. Well,
no,
well,
Truda,
okay,
stop. Well. No more questions from you, sir. Okay. Thank you for the call.
No,
have a wonderful
man, I can't,
day.
Oh, look, Jen's hanging up.
Perfectly
on
temperature day.
Lyndon Smithville, what do you keep your thermostat? And that's not a euphemism.
What do you keep your set at?
We keep it at 73.
There
so
you
I'll
go.
Sneak by every, yeah, I'll sneak by every once in a while when my husband's not looking and push it down to 72.
I wonder if that's the battle, if it's between husband and wives. Yeah, yes. The coworker
totally.
Battle. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Would he keep it higher if he had his choice?
Probably. He would be that wanting to save that 3%.
I'm telling you, 3% for every degree over 75.
Yeah.
All right, well,
I'm all
cool.
For, I'm all for comfort. All for comfort.
Yes.
Yes. There. I'll take that $20, Linda, right? And give and cool my house. Yes.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And see, I wonder if that's.
I'll do without that latte of a morning.
That's
yes.
And I wonder for a lot of people if it's how they grew up, because some people grew up with parents who were like me, and they keep it, super warm. And so then when they grow up, they're like, "Hey, man, I can control this. I'm keeping my house where I want it."
Yeah, your girls are gonna have an igloo someday. Linda, thank you. At least Summit, Amy, what do you? Where do you keep your thermostat?
Usually around 70.
70. Wow.
I prefer it to be warmer, but I usually lose out on that.
Oh, and who is the battle between?
Well, at home, my husband likes it cooler, and at work, my office mates like it cooler.
Yeah.
Man, so, can I ask, what is your utility bill run?
Oh, it depends. It's usually on the higher end.
Yeah. But it's all about the comfort, right? You'll pay that for the comfort.
That's it. Yeah. Stay cool today.
All right, let's go to Spring Hill because Scott is going to bust this one. Scott, where is your thermostat set?
Normally around 66, 67.
What? Oh, man.
My wallet is actually on fire right now.
Well, no, I get in trouble because my wife gets really mad. But I'm from North Dakota originally.
Uh-huh.
So I think Kansas is about as close to hell as you can get temperature-wise.
What does North Dakota feel like in the summer? Like, what would be the normal average for them?
Well, it gets up to like 80s and 90s, but there's no humidity and there's always a breeze.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's incredible. Here, no, this is awful. Like, you should not be sweating at 7 in the morning.
No. And we joke about the whole it's a dry heat thing, but I'm telling you, I was just in Arizona a few weeks ago. It felt amazing at 7 o'clock in the morning. It was cold. You needed a blanket. And then it would shoot up to 102, but it felt so good when the sun was down.
Oh, yeah, well, 102 is pretty bad. I don't care. Dry, heat, humid, whatever.
And this is where I don't want to be sitting on my own couch at home sweating into my couch cushions. So
exactly.
It's all about
your kids want to sit by you, your wife wants to sit by you.
Yes.
You just want to push everybody, kick the dog, just get away.
That's the dog's on top of it. Yep.
Exactly.
Hey, hang on the line because you are the 12th call or text we got. We're going to throw you some tickets to go see The Wizard of Oz.
Yes, that's awesome.
Congratulations.
Right,
hang
job,
on.
Scotty. Hold on.
Hold
one
on.
Second. You won't have to spend money on those tickets now. You can chill your house.
I have to read this from the text line. The temperature at work is kept at 55 to 60 year round. 55 to 60.
Do they work at the morgue?
Yikes. Oh, that would be the only explanation I would accept. Or you are dealing with frozen food. 55 to 60.
I would love that, actually. That's fantastic. Wow. It's an interesting look, people.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
It's Find Your Escape.
1 week from tonight, Escape BBD and SWV going to be playing a show at Sprint Center. We want to put you not only on the floor with some great floor seats, but send you backstage for a meet and greet with Escape. I love Candy Burris on The Real Housewives of Atlanta. I would love to go back and meet her. We've been giving clues all week in this virtual scavenger hunt. So far, no one has guessed it. We have narrowed it down. It's in Kansas somewhere, but you're trying to figure out the location, okay? Here's your next clue. Providence Medical Center Amphitheater is a great place for a show under the stars, but go a little more north to hit the bars. Providence Medical Center Amphitheater is a great place for a show under the stars, but go a little more north to hit the bars. Find your escape. Caller 12 gets a guess right now.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Ooh, we've had a couple people on the text line get it right, but you have to be caller 12 to officially get
the
guess to find your escape. Yes, this morning's clue. Providence Medical Center Amphitheater is a great place for a show under the stars, but go a little more north to hit the bars. Where is escape?
All right, let's find out. Paul from KCK is the 12th caller, so Paul gets the guess. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
Okay, so what do you think?
Well, that last one kind of threw me for a loop there, but I'm going to go with Fort Leavenworth.
I'm going to ask you to be more specific. I will give you one chance at being more specific.
Fort Leavenworth Penitentiary?
Well, now, see, you're saying two different places. There's Fort Leavenworth, and there's the penitentiary. Pick one.
I'm going to say the penitentiary.
That's it!
There you go.
Yay!
It took a minute to get there. It is the penitentiary, of course. Find your escape. Had to head north to hit the bars.
Bars.
Penitentiary.
Mm-hmm. I think everybody was thinking of a nice place.
Like a bar you could throw a couple of drinks back at.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
You got it. Meet and greet with Escape and floor seats to the show. You will be there next Thursday. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All right, Paul, good job. You hold on, my man, real quick there. What were the other clues? People had guessed all over the board.
We started Monday. It was pretty difficult Monday. Look closely. You won't want to miss. The place you're looking for is within a 40-mile radius.
Okay, that's
tough. And we said within 40 miles of the radio station. Then we said, no border battle here. Look to the left of the state line. The prize is near. So that narrowed it down to Kansas. However, multiple people continued to guess Missouri.
Right. Then somebody guessed Ward Parkway.
Yesterday's was, we'd love to be on a boat on the lake, but go north of Lake Quivira. The guess is yours to make. Then, of course, today, narrowing it down, he got it. Finally, it is, in fact, the penitentiary.
And speaking of escape, it is my song today in the Throwback Throwdown. You can vote for a little escape, just kicking it. Oh, yeah. Vote Twitter, text, or Facebook. You can vote for Shaylee's song. Rob Bass. Nobody ever mentions DJ Easy Rock. Poor guy gets left out of everything.
Just Rob Bass.
You can vote for Jen's song, little Tom Petty.
I was trying to come up with a good 4th of July song. An American Girl. She was
an American girl. There are no good 4th of July songs. Can we just admit that right now?
Born in the USA, American Girl, Party in the USA. There's all kinds of good songs. What are you talking about? Lee Greenwood, proud to be an American.
I know, but after a while, you've kind of heard that. I've seen Lee Greenwood in concert, as a matter of fact.
Is that right?
He played the Boy Scout Jamboree when I was like 7. Or you could vote for Joey's song, which, by the way, is just the greatest today.
People on Facebook are losing their minds that we are playing this, even in a clip. It's going to be 40,000 degrees today.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you want to cool down a little bit?
Get a cool frame of mind.
That's right.
Less than 6 months till Christmas. It's going to be 102 today.
You can vote on Facebook. You can also text us your vote, 816-576-7102.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
We are going to be under an excessive heat warning the next few days. The Salvation Army and KCPNL have teamed up. They're providing free electric fans to Kansas City residents. The giveaway is going on this morning until 11 a.m. or by the time they run out. They had about 600 fans to give away with a limit of one per household. They're doing that at 18th and Paseo if you need that information. Amazon wants to know if you have as little as $10,000 and want to start a small business delivering Amazon Prime packages.
Did you say as little as 10,000?
As little as 10,000.
You
can
start
with as little as 10,000. Online retailer announced the new program at a press event yesterday, said you can apply for their Delivery Service Partners program starting today. They say its new business owners will be able to make as much as $300,000 per year. If you could honestly start with 10,000, if you had 10 grand to invest in this and you could make 300, yes.
Oh, I would take that, yeah.
I'd be totally in for that. I don't have the 10G to start, though. Joe Jackson, the father of pop stars Michael and Janet Jackson, is dead. He was recently hospitalized for cancer. Jackson was the manager of the Jackson 5, starring Michael and his brothers Jackie, Tito, Jermaine, Randy, and Marlon. He was 89. And beer is being rationed in the UK. A major UK wholesaler says it's limiting bars and stores to 10 cases of beer a day per brand. The reason for the beer rationing is a shortage of the CO2 that makes beer fizzy. The carbon dioxide that gives beer its bubbles is a byproduct of ammonia made for fertilizer. Several major ammonia companies in Europe are being closed for maintenance.
Oh, no. What are they going to do without their pub? Right?
That sounds really good right now. Just an ice cold beer? Doesn't that sound good when it's that hot outside?
It's like 8 o'clock in the morning, Jen.
Well, let's not focus on details.
Okay.
That sounds.
Right.
I mean, I've already been up 4 hours. It's practically lunch. That's 10 items or less for Thursday on the show.
All right, coming up this hour, the final hour of the program, but more stuff to give away.
Yes, Joan Jett and Styx, that show coming to Kansas City. We'll play a little round of Urban Myth to give those tickets away here in just a few.
Awesome.
Now everybody's died, so until our tears are dried,
drink it up.
We'll drink and drink and drink and drink, and then we'll drink some more. We'll dance and sing and fight until the early morning light. Then we'll throw up, pass out, wake up, and then go drinking once again.
Oh, yeah, it sounds good for today, doesn't it?
102 with the heat index? Who knows what it's going to feel like?
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Little Mr. Roboto, little I Love Rock and Roll. You want to see Styx and Joan Jett and Tesla? That show's going to be at Starlight July 10th. We've got tickets if you can figure out if this is truth or myth.
All right, and KCK Lori is up first. Hello, Lori.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. This is urban myth. I'm going to read a statement. You tell us, is it truth or myth? The baby,
okay.
The Baby Ruth candy bar was named after the great baseball player. Truth or myth? Baby Ruth candy bar named after the great baseball player.
I'll say it's truth.
It is myth. It was
not?
No, it was named after Ruth Cleveland, the daughter of President Grover Cleveland. There you go. But hang on the line, because if everybody gets it wrong, you'll still be in the running for the tickets.
Did you read a lot of stuff about Grover Cleveland? Was that the guy?
I did. I've gone through a big presidential phase lately, and I read a whole lot of stuff. And I'm telling you, if they had social media back in the day, holy cow, the things that come out about these guys.
And this is why you're dreaming of presidents.
I did. I had a dream about Barack and Michelle last night. That's
another story.
A very happy dream, though. We were all good friends hanging out.
A very happy dream.
Yes.
KC, here's Tiffany. Good morning, Tiffany.
Good morning.
All right, Tiffany. It is impossible to cry in space. Truth or myth? It is impossible to cry in space.
I'm going to say myth.
It is truth. The lack of gravity prevents tears from flowing as they normally would. All right, but hang on. So far, nobody's gotten one right, so you could still win.
You know who's going to know that? The Space Force.
That's right. Absolutely.
Space Force.
You're the first one on Space Force, Truda.
I can't wait. I always wanted to go to space camp. Why can't I be in the Space Force? Independence, here's Rihanna. Good morning, Rihanna.
Good morning.
All right, Rihanna. The liquor Jägermeister contains 2% deer's blood. Truth or myth? The liquor Jägermeister contains 2% deer's blood.
Myth.
That is correct. It is a myth. Between the animal on its logo and the color of the liquid, people have incorrectly theorized for years that the alcohol has blood in its mixture. So
gross.
Rihanna
gross.
Gets it right. Yes. And don't do 3 shots of that in a row. I tell you, that will come right back up. She gets it right, so she's in the running for the tickets.
Come forth and drink from the cup of deer's blood.
Oh, that used to be. Meister. That is what I drank all through my 20s. Gross.
I remember pouring shots of that into a plant at one time because my friend just kept buying them. And I'm like, I don't want to drink this. And so I'd pretend to do the thing.
The plant.
And then dump it in the plant.
The next day, that thing's just brown and falling.
It turned into a little shop of horrors, actually. Oh, my line 4. Did line 4 hang up, Joey? Is that okay?
It looks like line 4
right.
Hung up.
So we've got 3 there.
All right. Well, then Rihanna wins the tickets because she was the only one that got it correct. Tickets for you. Styx, Joan Jett, Tesla, you will be at Starlight.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Enjoy the show. That's going to be a great one.
All right. Could you hold on there for 1 second? We'll get the info.
I have to clarify something from the text line. 01112 texted, Jen, the word is escape, not escape, a pet peeve of mine. Actually, the band goes by Xscape. If you look up interviews, it's the letter X, Xscape, and they are called Xscape. That's why I pronounce it that way for that particular group. Escape.
Right.
The band, the group, which will be here next week, goes by Xscape.
And by the way, you can vote in the Throwback Throwdown right now for Jen's song, American Girl. Joey says this is a very close vote today between, I don't know who's actually at the top, but...
You know it's not yours.
Probably not me. I picked Xscape, by the way.
Yes.
Xscape.
Which I do like this song.
Just kicking it.
My favorite usage of this phrase. One day I was just checking my mail, and the mail lady was there. This is when I lived in Chicago, and I said, oh, hey, how's your day going? And she goes, just kicking. You don't get that response that often.
That's true.
I'm just kicking.
This is a laid-back, chilled song. It's a good summer song, I think, so you should vote for me. You could vote for Shaylee. A little more on the party side. Don't smoke Buddha. Can't stand sex. The situation. Weird guy. Rob Bass. You can vote for Joey's song. which basically has the text verse up in arms.
Kansas City has lost its mind over the fact that Joey chose this song.
You're welcome.
Why are you playing Christmas? What's happening?
We are Kansas City's Christmas station.
Fact.
It's true. Now, it's not like we're going to become that today. He's just making a commentary on the temperature.
It's 42,000 degrees outside.
Right.
That seems a bit dramatic.
I mean, that's pretty close.
It's 42,000 degrees outside in the shade.
I mean, if you throw in the heat index, yeah, it's real close.
Vote now, Twitter, text, or Facebook, and we'll play that song. Wow, we're only about 20 minutes away from that now. Looky there.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
I can't say how great those guys were in concert. They were really, really good.
They were incredible.
They sounded fantastic.
A week ago? Was that
Yeah, that
Thursday?
Was just a week ago.
Oh my gosh, it was. What a night that was.
Your wife is already asking, where is my meet and greet picture?
Well,
we're getting it blown up.
Yeah,
it's fine.
You can still see video. It's up on the KC1021 Facebook page.
That's true. That she's still feeling the effects of that, by the way.
Celebrating birthdays today, Oscar and Emmy Award-winning actor, writer, and director Mel Brooks is 92. Actor John Cusack turns 52 today. And she was on American Idol, also on Dancing with the Stars. Country singer Kelly Pickler turns 32. A new group of men and women are competing for the $500,000 prize on season 20 of Big Brother, including a girl from Lee's Summit. There are 16 people that entered the Big Brother house in last night's premiere. A college student, a beach lifeguard, professional dancer, that flight attendant, that's the one from Lee's Summit, also a life coach, a former undercover police officer. The winners of the first competition competed in a one-on-one match where Chris Swaggy C came out the winner. His name is Swaggy C?
Well, that's his. Unfortunately, he gave himself his own nickname, which is against the rules.
Well, and especially to give your nickname Swaggy.
Swaggy
you don't get
C.
the name yet, no.
He actually has that printed on T-shirts.
He does.
He does.
No, he does like,
yes, he does.
Yes, he opens his shirt, reveals Swaggy C.
He was
on
packing
his
up a shirt, yeah. And he was folding in his Swaggy C.
This is why I don't watch shows like Big Brother. This is why. I can't.
I wish we would have done the draft to make you watch this show.
I will. I do want to see this girl, Bailey Dayton, from Lee's Summit. She's 25. She's a flight attendant. We had her in here on our show year and a half ago.
It's when she was the reigning Miss Missouri.
She was Miss Missouri. And I remember telling her, because she did a lot of work with children. She was working on a reading program. And I remember thinking she was incredibly smart, really funny, just naturally funny, and drop-dead gorgeous and like 6'1". And so I would think she would do very well on this, in this competition. But I don't know. You said that right out of the gate, some people didn't like her.
Well, I mean, that was, just people watching, I suppose.
Yeah.
She's a flight attendant. Thought it was very interesting that her company may not be so happy when she said something to the effect of, I don't really like helping people.
Okay.
I don't really care to help you on your flight.
It might be your job.
Good customer service there.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens on Big Brother. Someone will get evicted tonight, is that correct?
Yes. As part of the whole, 16-hour premiere of Big Brother. We're going to stretch this over 8 days.
The next Jumanji sequel will be hitting theaters next year. Dwayne Johnson announced yesterday that a third movie is going to be released in December of 2019. The first Jumanji came out back in 1995. Jumanji Welcome to the Jungle was released last year. That brought in $1 billion worldwide at the box office. I'll go see Dwayne Johnson. I don't care about the rest of the movie. That is your entertainment news brought to you by Mirabli MD. Do you struggle with stubborn problem areas that don't respond to diet and exercise? TruSculpt 3D from Mirabli MD is helping people just like you reduce fat and lose inches. Go to topdockkc.com for $200 off.
All right, it's down to the last. The voting for Throwback Throwdown about to close. Who are you going to vote for?
From the text line, I'm a delivery driver. I work outside, no AC in my truck. Thank you, Joey, for making me think of winter.
That's why I picked the song.
I think very appropriate for today.
Maybe we should have done the theme from Frozen.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people not happy with this choice. They say, nope, not before Thanksgiving. No Christmas.
People, it's not like we're playing all Christmas. They don't get the joke.
They don't get it.
Let's go to Shaylee's pick here, a little party tune. Before 2 weeks ago, did you know this song?
Yeah, I did know this song. Yes, I did.
Do you remember when we were talking
who
about Rob
it?
Bass? We said Rob Bass is coming. Might be coming to Kansas City. We were discussing a possible show, and you said, who's Rob Bass?
I know this song. I didn't know he did this song. Leave me alone.
Did who performed this on Crossroads? Is what I want to know.
The Dance U.S. Stars theme.
I think it was Florida Georgia Line that teamed up with Five Finger Death Punch.
It was not.
Or did they sing this in Pitch Perfect?
No.
That's the only two ways.
I think it was in there, actually.
Noah's song. Escape. Hey, we've been talking all about them. We gave away the tickets this morning to Paul from KCK.
Their show's a week from tonight. I told him to.
Or you could go with Jen's clip, Good Old America, for the 4th of July.
Take it easy, baby. Make it last all night. She was an American girl.
All right, what is it going to be, my friends? We will reveal all and the winner coming up after Lord.
I've never seen a diamond in the flesh.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Usually about this time of the week on Throwback Throwdown, I actually load up one or two of the songs thinking that I know which one probably has a good idea if we're going to pick. And this time I've been able to load none of the songs in the player because I have no idea. Joey says this is one of the closest votes we have had in Throwback Throwdown. So it is that time. Joey, would you like to reveal all?
I will do that. This is ridiculously close, so I actually might have to stall for time in counting. I can tell you what took fourth.
I think that's clear. I'm sorry, Brian Truitt. I'm just going to go ahead and guess your song. I mean, I only saw one vote. I got to be honest. I saw one.
It was
for
Escape. I apologize, Truitt.
That was
okay.
His vote.
That's all right. It wasn't even. I didn't even vote for myself. I don't think.
We all threw our vote to Joey.
Yeah, I know, right? Shoot.
All right. Well, on that note, third place. Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas Is You.
What?
Yeah. It won the text line, but there were a lot of people on Facebook that did not like that song.
No.
Then why did you ask me if I was really throwing my vote to you?
Because this is the closest race
I've
ever.
Well, then I want my vote back.
No, you don't get to take your vote back.
He just came in right before we went on the air, and he said, do you want to throw your vote to me?
We just assumed it was between you
and
Joey.
Yeah. He goes, do you want to keep it for real, or are you throwing it to me? And I said, I'll throw it to you because I think it's funnier if this song wins.
Yeah, I really thought this song was winning, honestly.
So
it did not. It lost by, I think, about 6 vote.
Aww,
that's
whoa.
The one I actually typed into the system here.
Yeah, you're
okay,
the PD.
Well,
you can play it anyway.
Well, we may later. All right. Well, hit us with the other votes, I guess.
This is the closest race we have ever had.
Oh.
Winning by a grand total of 1 vote.
Oh, jeez.
Tom Petty, American Girl.
Oh, come on.
Oh, wow.
Even with
look
the
at that.
Thrown vote, I
look
barely
at you.
Squeak in.
You squeaked by.
With the 4th of July love, Tom Petty. Mom, I told you to text for me. Thanks.
Yeah. Sit back and enjoy. One of the greatest artists of all time.
A narrow margin. Was 1 vote the closest margin we've had in the throwback vote?
I think so.
That's the closest. Best we've ever had before that was 2.
Wow. Joey, the keeper of the votes there. All right. You kids have a good day. See you tomorrow.
Stay cold, man.
Sheesh. Yeah, I know.
It's gonna be hot.
The Show with Jen and Truda
on KC 102.1.